Scott Kyle and his wife Jeanette have always taken pride in putting together some nice Christmas decor at their house located on Beatty Street in North Bay. But for over more than 20 years at their home at the north end of the city near the old hospital site, Scott Kyle says he has never witnessed the bizarre Christmas decor random vandalism, theft that they did this weekend. Sunday morning, Kyle got a message from a neighbor about some damage to his elaborate Christmas decorations. The Kyles were out of town to watch their son's hockey tournament. Kyle has multiple security cameras set up, and when he checked his camera around 5 a.m. on Sunday, he was surprised what the cameras revealed. "What happened was I could see the guy that actually did the theft," said Kyle. "He came by first, and he went down Beatty Street, and then a second guy showed up across the road from our house, right at the end of Scullard. He was probably there for about maybe 3-4 minutes, like, just standing there on his phone, and the guy goes in there, and he just grabs the goose and just rips it up and takes off. And both guys were wearing masks, so they have obviously done this before." Kyle was expecting to see a drunk guy coming home from the bar, and not something like this. "I wasn't expecting to watch two guys with a plan, because that is what they had," said Kyle. "That is what is most alarming about the whole thing." Kyle shared the security video on social media on Sunday night, and within hours, the video was viewed more than 6,000 times. David Woolley, corporate communications with the North Bay Police Service, says offenders who vandalize property would be at risk of a charge of mischief, while those who steal property would be at risk of a charge of theft. Depending on the amount of damage or items stolen, either charge could be for under $5,000 or over $5,000. Kyle went out Monday morning and purchased another set of Christmas geese to replace the stolen one. While the cost was only $140, Kyle is more concerned with finding out why these two vandals did it. "It is really devastating to think they would even entertain doing what they did," said Kyle. "The idea behind this is to bring smiles to people and not this kind of thing."